And joining us now on the Reverse Stick, the Global Hockey Podcast, we have the President of Sierra Leone Hockey Association joining us, Silas Bangs. Silas, welcome to the show.
Hello. Well, thank you, sir, for having me on your show.
Great to have you on here, Silas.
Yes, I'm honored to be part of this wonderful program.
Thank you very much. Look, we've been noticing the work you've been doing across the social media recently through Facebook, and we were really keen to get you on the program to talk about the development of the game in your country.
Yes, well, Sierra Leone, we can say we are relatively new to hockey. Sierra Leone Hockey Association is a new hockey association which was approved by the FIH in 2014, and since then we have been working closely with the African Hockey Federation to introduce hockey in Sierra Leone.
So prior to 2014, what was hockey activity? What was being played in Sierra Leone? Anything at all?
Well, in Sierra Leone, the majority of the young people and the adults are more into soccer.
No surprise there.
Yes, 70% of the population are more into soccer, and the young people who were into soccer. Although we have other sports that are like judo, handball, tennis, but they're not doing relatively well compared to how everyone is moving on to soccer.
Yeah. So you've obviously been involved at grassroots level there with it. How did you get into hockey? What was your lead in?
Well, I've always had love and passion to learn about the hockey game and seeing it played. And it's just like soccer, but using the stick and the ball. So I grew to love it day and day as I watched it and got to play it whilst I traveled to like other countries, because I'm also a social youth worker. I work with young people most of my time. So when I travel to maybe seminars and conferences, I got to understand more about the hockey game. So I realized that it's a good sport. Very energetic sports that can get young people very active in other types of sports, which is like soccer but using the ball and stick. So since then we had to introduce it gradually. It's not been easy, but we have been doing it slowly.
Do you remember the first game of hockey you saw?
Well, the first game, well, it was, I cannot remember now, but it
was the
World Cup. It was the Hockey World Cup in the Netherlands.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Yes. So when I watched it, I think it was England. I don't remember the team now. I think it was England or within England and another team. I don't remember the date actually now, but I have some pictures of it. I could have shown you later on. I can.
You're fine. We believe you.
Yes. Yes. So since then, I got interested in the sport. Then I started following up like the Australian and the Canadian, right now we're also following the Dutch hockey, because it's growing very well in the Netherlands as well.
So you say you're viewing, so you watching stuff online?
Well, we watch online, and sometimes if I travel, I will get to watch hockey matches as well.
So,
but at grassroots level, in 2016, I had the opportunity to go to Istanbul. So I was like watching how they play hockey in Turkey and how the formation was all about.
Say I'm a young up and coming kid from Sierra Leone, and I've just started playing the game. Is there an opportunity for me to watch some of the big nations play in the big tournaments? Is it freely available to for internet streaming? Is there anything covered locally? What would I expect to see?
Well, in Sierra Leone we have a problem with internet and ICT. We 60 to 70% of the population don't have access to internet or ICT. So it's relatively hard for you to get live games, live streaming. If the only thing we do is sometimes we go on YouTube and watch like past matches. That's what we can do. But to say we watch live hockey games, it's not possible for us here, because most of the satellite station we have is SuperSport, with a South African based company that is showing satellites in Sierra Leone. So they're not too much into hockey. They're much into sport, soccer.
I think in South Africa they might get a bit of a better feed from SuperSport, because I think they covered like 396 games or something ridiculous last year, including the PHL there in South Africa. But yeah, it was generally, I think, on sort of SuperSport Channel 8 or something like that, sort of way down the list. So that's probably not something which makes it all over the continent.
But we don't have it access to it in Sierra Leone.
Right.
Because I think we have like restricted channels that when you pay a subscription that they will provide to you.
Silas, before you happen to turn up at a World Cup game and discover that hockey was a great sport, was there a history of the game in Sierra Leone before that?
Well, it was only during the colonial, when the British people were in Sierra Leone, mostly the military were the one that were playing hockey. And they had a pitch at the military barracks at Wilberforce that is called Hockey Pitch. So when the British left Sierra Leone and we gained independence, and it was only played by them, so not the Sierra Leoneans. So there was not much history of hockey in Sierra Leone. All we know about hockey is the hockey pitch. That one everyone in Sierra Leone knows about, the hockey pitch at the Wilberforce.
Well, it's interesting. A couple of things. Did you say Wilberforce then?
Yes, Wilberforce.
Wilberforce is a very, in Western Australia where we're recording at the moment, there's a long history. There's a team called Wilberforce back in 1905 that was made up of a family from a homestead, the Hammersley homestead, and they'd come into town and play against all of the private schools and club sides around and about and absolutely smash them. Anyway, that's an aside. But I think what you're saying about the British colonialism, you know, that's how the game started in India. You know, that's how the game started in Pakistan. That's how the game started all over the world. I guess it's just about, of those countries that were invaded, whether they actually then took up the game themselves or not.
Yes. But since they left, there hadn't been any setup or formation of hockey. No one considered hockey as a sport. They didn't really know about it until before watching the game, I had been doing research, I had been following up hockey and all of that, and so when I got to watch the match, and I knew that, oh, Sierra Leoneans, we need this as well, because if you watch all other developed nations are doing very well playing hockey, looking at Australia, looking at the United Kingdom, looking at Germany, looking at Holland, Canada, the United States. They're all hockey-loving countries. So, and we see that it's very peaceful, and you have to have a lot of endurance, engaging the young people. And So a lot of young people are employed in our country. So they pass the day doing nothing, you know. Most of them, because of not doing anything, they get involved into violent activities. So, like,
so put them on a hockey field and give them a hockey stick.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Give them a hockey stick, running up and down. They sweat a lot and they laugh and they become happy.
There's you know, one thing you learn as a hockey player, Salas. You learn to get whacked and you learn to whack back as well. And if you can all just enjoy a good whacking, everybody's happy.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I'm actually quite amazed by your story, Salas, because you're very much a pioneer for our sport, aren't you? When you consider that you're taking on probably a population of people that would look at hockey and say, oh, that's something the British used to play. That's got colonial. We're not sure about that sort of thing.
Yes. Well, it's been difficult, but when we get to them, they get to love the sport. Right now, as we're talking, we have almost 10 communities that are actively playing hockey. We had the opportunity to get the Africa Hockey to help out with the level 1 coaching course for umpires and coaches. So with that, although we don't have funding, because we don't have no funding from no in hockey association, not the FIH or the the Africa Hockey, not even the government, but we believe in hockey, so we constantly work to get the young people, because they're loving the sport now. As I'm talking now, we have 120 sticks, and those 120 sticks in the whole city, we have to ration it, so they have to train by hours.
Oh,
so,
man.
So you say in the city, are we talking about Freetown?
Yes, Freetown. In the whole Freetown, we only have 120 hockey sticks and 35 balls. And those ones, we have to ration it to the communities, because within the communities, we have the children, because we have the Children Foundation, wherein we grow young people from 7 years to 15 years. And we have the youth team, which ones are now from 16, 17 upwards. So the whole country, we have to ration these sticks that we have. So, and we don't have a proper playing field. That's our problem as well. If you see, we play on concrete. So, but because of the love of the, and we play on sometimes on, how do you call it? There's
dirt.
Playing field, dirt. Yes,
dirt.
You see, both of us are old enough, Silas, that we have both played on concrete in our time. We've both played on dirt. We've played on red grass, which is like kind of sand and gravel mix. And we played on early turf, sand turf, water based.
Exactly, the red one. We have it on the hilly side as well.
Yeah.
They played.
Clay's not bad as long as it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
I think this is probably one of the reasons why there's a big differential between hockey and soccer, and it comes from the legacy of older players that you didn't want to fall over on those surfaces, so you didn't fall over. And then as, you know, those people's kids have come through, you're taught, don't fall over. No, we don't fall over in hockey. They do that in soccer. They roll around in soccer. And I think it comes from tough parents having to deal with those gravel and sand and mud and concrete pitches.
Yes, that's what we have now.
Silas, you mentioned that, you know, facilities are obviously an issue for you, and you only have 120 sticks to share around everybody. You know, what ways can we help you? Because it sounds like you have all the ingredients there to grow a thriving hockey community.
Yes, definitely, sir, because the young people are so much in love of the game. Now we cannot stop them, because every morning they wake up, even on Sunday, they just mobilize within the communities. they got together and started like doing a jogging, like hockey jogging, you know. So they're so interested in the sport that they want to play the national league now. They want, because we, to get them active, we're trying to do a mini competition with all the communities to see how fit they are, and before we start the national league.
So you say communities, Salis. What does it look like? What is the community that you're talking about, and how does that transfer into a hockey team?
Yes, what we're looking at, because we want to grow hockey at a level, at the community grassroots level. For us to have the momentum, it should have wearing more support, because when someone is playing, if they have 20 or 50 supporters from their communities cheering them up, they get more motivated and do more. But if we do it as at a club level, we see it more as an individual something. But at a community level, it's all everyone in the community. So like, for instance, if we say we have a community that is the Crew Bay community, which is the slums, and they're training hockey now. So when they're playing football, when they say the Crew Bay Football Club has a game, you will see everyone, people at the market, shoemaker, everybody leaves what they're doing. They go to the pitch and watch the community players play. So that's what we want to do with hockey as well. So like when we say Crew Bay Hockey is playing another community, because there's the rivalry as well, that this community is better than this community. So when they play sport, you see everyone will want to go and see what is this sport, how our community players doing. So that's why we're targeting the communities.
You see, you say community, and that sounds to me like club. The way you speak about the makeup of the group there, that's how I feel about my club, and that's what, as somebody who tries to influence things within my club, that's what I'm looking for. And we talk a lot about Pro League and other things. In fact, we'll talk more about the Pro League in the show a little bit later on. But there's this focus at the top end of things where if we truly want to grow the game, it's got to be at the bottom end and get sticks exactly into the hands of the young kids.
Exactly.
Silas, I often think of it like a dairy farmer. The more milk you make, the more cream you get.
Exactly, that is it. The more you nurture them, the more they become.
So you mentioned that lack of funding. Now, I think probably 2014, 2015, the FIH started their TAP program there in West Africa, and I think the focus was mainly on Ghana to start with.
Ghana.
Has there been any benefit come through to Sierra Leone hockey in your project?
Well, not really. We don't benefit from the TAP project. Yeah, because even they do the coaching courses, but we are not able to send our coaches to Ghana because of we don't have the resource. So it's very difficult for us. We have tried to talk to the FIH to see how best. The only thing we were able to get was the level one coaching for umpires and coaches.
Salas, just turning away from hockey for a minute, Sierra Leone in recent years has been in the news for us. I know talking to you on the through Facebook and the personal messaging and stuff that the perception we get of Sierra Leone in the West is very much different from the actual situation in the country. Where is Sierra Leone placed at the moment? How are things in the country? You know, what's happening essentially?
Well, Sierra Leone.
Yeah. How are you guys traveling? Because we get the impression that things have been a bit rough for you.
Very, very rough. Things have been very, very rough for us. We have been after the war. You know, we have had gradual process and development going on, but it's very slow in terms of the population and the employment, education, housing, and medical facilities, it's hard for the population. So a lot of people tend to leave the country to go to, that's why if you observe, a lot of young Sierra Leoneans are leaving to pass through the Mediterranean to go to Europe to look for greener pasture.
Yeah.
Because in Sierra Leone, for you to get $100 salary is very difficult. So, and you have mothers that have kids, their fathers will run away because of they cannot take care of the family. Some fathers will come late at night when the children are sleeping, and early in the morning they have to go. So the burden is always on the mother, and because of the mothers cannot take care of these children end up going on the street. And apart from that, after the war, we had the Ebola, which came and thousands of people lost their lives. And recently we had the mudslide because of a lot of logging, cutting of trees that have been going on around the hillsides, you know. So we lost a lot of people. The mudslide as well killed. So it's really hard for the Sierra Leonean people. It's really hard for us, not only Hawke, but the Sierra Leonean people in general. So, but we believe that with hard work, determination and perseverance, there are other avenues. Like, because of we don't have other areas to engage young people, what the government and other people should be looking at is focusing on engaging young people more into sports, because sports can generate a lot of young people. It can get them away from violence, and it can make them from being nothing to becoming a star of a nation. So we are urging the international community and people, hockey lovers, to see how best through hockey they can come into our aid and help the young people in Sierra Leone, particularly not only the young, but majority of the population are the young people, and they're just roaming around, even to get one meal a day for some people, it's a problem.
I get the feeling as well that there's a great deal of pride in the people about the history of Sierra Leone before troubles started. That you,
yes,
that you really want to make what the ideals that your country was set up with, you guys want to make come to fruition.
Yes, yes. Sierra Leone is rich. It's a very rich country and very small. We believe that the resources that we have, we can take care of our population. But these are just wrongly managed, you know. So it leaves the masses suffering, you know. And this is the whole problem of Africa, not only in Sierra Leone, but if you check around, because in Sierra Leone, you have a lot of diamonds, you have a lot of gold. We have about 35 minerals, you know.
Yeah.
So, and we recently, they've discovered crude oil, and the oil.
Oh, watch out, mate.
You know, yeah, you know, all of this, but you know, all of these processes are ongoing, but they're very slow. The mining companies come, but they don't really benefit the grassroots population with the, what they mine and get. If they give sometimes more to the grassroots population, I believe the country can grow. But we are not into that. We are into sport. We are into hockey. So we don't interfere in these issues.
We had Gijs Hardiman from the Hockey Dreams Foundation on the show a couple of weeks ago, and they've been doing some really great work in Zambia, and a lot of the programs that they sort of set up 2-3 years ago are now coming to fruition. One of the lads there ended up doing a scholarship and going over to Holland to go and do some coaching, and they wanted him to stay over there. He didn't. He went back home because he wanted to put what he'd learned into practice. He ended up getting a paid route through a private school to do his physical education teacher training, and they were so happy that they put the work in and they kind of, you know, set him free, and he's just blossomed. And that's, you know, that's stories like that. I can understand that, why that would drive you on.
Yes, exactly. We are working, we're working towards this sort of dreams because we see that a lot of other countries within Africa, apart from, like your countries now, you are the hockey gurus, you people know, we admire when we see the way you play with the stick and ball, so we love it. So we tend to learn from you guys, and we believe that. I was telling Mr. Lee the other day that we want to be the Australia of Africa in hockey.
Well, run and gun, run and gun is the style, apparently.
there's plenty of blokes. There's plenty of people here we can send over to teach you how to play hockey like that. Unfortunately, neither of them, Matt or I.
<Not us.
laughs> if you want to learn how to play hockey with your bottom sticking out and your mouth running 100 miles an hour, then Matt and I are probably your guys. Look, Silas, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you this evening. We could keep talking to you, and one day, once you've got everything sorted with hockey, mate, I think you should turn your attention to politics, because I think you might be the right sort of mindset of a guy to help lead your nation. But that's another conversation for another time.
So John touched before, Silas, on what you needed. You've got 35 balls, you've got 120 sticks. Do you need sticks and balls?
We don't, just imagine in Sierra Leone as an association, we don't have a goalkeeper kit.
Oh.
We don't have none.
That sounds like a challenge, Matt.
I know where there's half a sea container full of them, but it's just getting it there. That's the thing. Yeah, look, I think, do you have any kind of campaign or anywhere that people can look online or you know, direct resources to you?
Well, not really. We haven't set up because it's a constraint for us. We don't have, like me and the team here, we don't have that technological know-how to push hockey to this level, where in a sense to set up the campaigns, because most of the campaigns, they don't accept maybe Sierra Leone account or stuff like that. You have to have maybe a link to in the UK or in US or Australia before they're able to fund. And most people here, we don't use credit card and stuff like that in Sierra Leone.
I tell you what, mate, honestly, we'll do what we can, and if we can raise some awareness through the podcast and try and get something going to get some bits of gear over to you, we're certainly going to do our best at sorting
Silas,
that.
Silas, you've actually set us a challenge. We are going to find you two goalkeeping kits, because it's no good having one. You need two goalkeeping kits. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure these guys get two goalkeeping kits, okay? That's our and we will be speaking to you off air over the coming few weeks, and we're going to arrange that. We're going to help. We're going to get our hockey friends to help you get these two kits. So we can't wait to hear more from Sierra Leone and the hockey action that's going on there.
Yes. If you follow up on our hockey page, you will see that every day we'll be pushing and we'll be posting, because we do training morning and evening, so we have action pictures and videos every day that we are taking and doing, because what we want to do from now to the end of the year, we want to gather some videos, maybe 1 minute videos, and edit all of them, because we want to watch how we are able to see if we're successful or not, if they're able, when they started controlling the ball, and after 6 months or 9 months or a year, how they're able to control the ball on a daily basis playing. So we want to gather all these videos and short. So they'll be coming up on our page slowly every day.
So you
because for now it's only Facebook, and we have now, we're trying to do the Twitter and also our website as well.
So people can find you. There's a public group, Sierra Leone Hockey Association, if you're on Facebook, and you can go to that and just click on to join the group and connect with you guys there. And if there's any good people from the hockey world out there that thinks that they can help out Salis and what the guys are trying to achieve there, then they can contact you directly through that Facebook group. Yep.
Exactly so.
Fantastic.
Look, Salis, it's been a pleasure talking to you this evening. Best of luck with the Sierra Leone Hockey Association and all the fantastic work you're doing with the youth of your country. And we'll be chatting to you again soon. Thanks for your time.
Okay, sir. Thank you for having me, and I'm honored. And we are sure this what we did now will reach out to the hockey people around the world, and they will know that Sierra Leone is also engaging in hockey. And whichever way they can assist us, even maybe by giving us training, online training for the coaches, whichever way they can assist hockey in Sierra Leone, we welcome it, and we're willing to work with them to make hockey grow in our country.
All the best, Salis.
That's right, Salis. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day.
You are listening to the Reverse Stick, the Global Hockey Podcast.